Yes, ma'am. And,
Well, kinfolk, so use both of them.
You make any distinction between those two words, or they both mean about...
They mean the same thing.
And, let's see, so you say someone who has the same family name, you might say, well, yes, she has the same family name, and maybe she does look a bit like me, but actually she's,
No kin to me.
Yes, ma'am. And, say you had two children, Jane and Peggy, you might say Jane is a loving child, but Peggy's a lot...
colder or distant.
Yes, ma'am. And someone who comes into town and no one's ever seen before, he's a what? He's a...
Stranger.
Yes, ma'am. Is there any other word you would use ever?
A stranger or newcomer. That's one word you can use.
Would you ever use the foreigner, a word foreigner, for somebody who would say not from another country, but just from a distant part of the U.S.?
They do. Well, of course, they're not foreign if they're in the United States, but they use that sometimes. But and they wouldn't be aliens, would they? Because they are sort of criminals.
I think so. The next section, I'll get you to say some proper names for me. In the Bible, the mother of Jesus is...
Mary.
Yes, ma'am. And do you remember George Washington's wife, remember?
Yeah, Martha.
Martha. And let's see how I can ask this one. There's a nickname for Helen that begins with an N.
Nell.
You know, most people don't get... I can't get most people to say that.
Is that right? Uh-huh.
I can't get people to say that. That's good. And a nickname for a little boy named William.
Bill.
Anything else you might nickname?
Billy.
And, in the Bible, remember the first of the four Gospels, the first one was written by whom?
John.
Or, this is Mark, John, and the other two were Luke and...
Matthew.
Yes, ma'am. And a woman who conducts school is a...
Teacher.
Was there anything else that you ever heard, maybe especially older people, call her besides teacher?
School.
Yes, ma'am.
Mom.
Have you heard that used recently?
No, that's kind of old. I imagine they used that in pioneer times, don't you imagine?
It was probably an older term.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. I can ask this one. Have you ever been to Charleston, South Carolina?
No, but I've known people there and everything.
Oh, did you ever see the movie Gone with the Wind?
Did I what?
Ever see the movie Gone with the Wind?
Yes.
Do you remember the hero's name of the...
Rhett Butler.
And his rival for Scarlet's Hand was a... Ashley, you remember?
His rival.
The man who Scarlet was in love with.
Ashley.
You remember his last name?
Ashley. One Richardson. Ashley. Wait, that would be Ashley Richardson here. Ashley. I did know it, but I forgot. What is it?
He had the same last name as a novelist who wrote The Deerslayer and...
Cooper. Is that Ashley Cooper? I don't remember his name being that. I don't know.
I think the reason I remember that, there are two rivers in Charleston.
Yeah.
The Ashley and the
Cooper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think his name was...
You know, Northern people, Yankees, say Cooper all the time. They never do say Cooper like we do. They say Cooper. They pronounce it differently.
That's one reason we always...